hot takes, insider tips, and top recommendations. Leading the way in leisure travel, we're talking about everything you need to plan your best vacation yet. This is The Travel Beat with ALG Vacations.
Welcome back to the Travel Beat with ALG Vacations. Happy March, everyone. As you know, we always have a partner of the month. And this month, I am so stoked to introduce you to Michelle Bauer. She is the director of sales for Iberostar Hotels and Resorts. And she was on last year talking about the Way for Change program. And this year, she's coming on to tell you three reasons why Iberostar needs to be your vacation spot of the year for 2024. Welcome back to the show, Michelle.
Thank you very much for having me.
You know, I'm a big fan of Iberostar. We're taking a group there in May to Iberostar Grand Rose Hall in Jamaica, and I have been shopping for this trip since December. I'm so excited to go, but I know that Iberostar has a lot going on this month as our partner of the month with ALG Vacations. Do you want to just kind of dive right in into the three reasons why our listeners should be booking Iberostar for their next vacation?
Oh, absolutely. Want to make sure that nobody has any doubts in their mind when they're booking an Iberostar vacation why they chose us. With Iberostar, I think that we bring a lot of value and choices. It's great because we have our Iberostar hotels, we have our selection hotels and our coral level, and also our grand hotels. Each one of them caters to a different type of customer. Whether you like to have a smaller feel of a resort, you're fine with like five restaurants to dine from, a big lengthy pool to swim in, the best beach location, or if you upgrade to one of our Iberostar selection properties, there you'll have even more choices. So the rooms will be more of a junior suite style, and you'll be able to use all of the facilities, not only at your selection hotels, but you could also go and dine and play at the Iberostar hotels as well that are on the complex. So it's almost like doubling your choices. And then, of course, we have our grands, which are geared towards an adult clientele, and it's more quiet in feel. So I feel like whether you're just new to an all-inclusive vacation, our traditional Iberostars are really great to test the waters with that. Or if you're a pro and you still have a family, you would love the Iberostar selection hotels with a lot of different choices. And then, of course, anybody who likes a little bit of the quiet retreat area but can still go and have access to all of the other great Iberostars in the complex, the grands are a perfect choice. And all of the Iberostars are located on the best beaches. No matter which Iberostar you're staying at, it can be in Jamaica, it can be in the Dominican Republic, it can be in Mexico, it could be in Europe. All of our hotels have fantastic locations. If we're not on a beach, we're right in the middle of the city center. I just had somebody go to our hotels and they thought our hotels were so completely different than a lot of the newer hotels that you see going up today. The Iberostar hotels, you truly do feel like you're in a resort, in a destination, and you're someplace tropical. All of them have a unique character. No two Iberostars are the same.
Which I love because I agree. I like going into destination and feeling like I'm in a destination. Like I could go anywhere in any major city in the world and have marble everything, you know? But I like when I go into like a tropical destination that I'm in a tropical destination. When I'm in Europe, I like to feel like I'm in a European experience. So that's so nice that Iberostar really brings that forth with their properties.
And all of our locations, we try to bring some of the local customs and the local look into all of the properties.
All right. What's reason number two?
Well, my reason number two, I kind of lumped everything in there with the value and choices, but I also, again, the beaches and locations are great. And I feel like our vacations are very affordable as well. Iberostar has been around for a very long time. We have over 140 hotels worldwide. So our name is out there and we have a great reputation. I think that Iberostar also brings a lot of uniqueness in the sense of our sports that we offer at all of our properties as well. Golf is a huge draw for an Iberostar, and the guests that stay at our hotels do receive a discount on rounds of golf. If they stay at a grand, all of their greens fees are already paid for, so they don't have to worry about it. So it's really unlimited golf, and it's just like the $80 cart fee for golfing. And no matter which destination, we have golf golf courses available at all of those locations.
Let's talk a little bit more about those locations. Can you tell us a little bit more about the European experience? Because a lot of people don't know, but Iberostar Hotels and Resorts is a Spanish chain.
Yes, located actually in Palma, which is in the Mallorca area in Spain. That is exactly where our headquarters is located. So we do have a number of hotels in that destination. And as a matter of fact, for March, we have Partner of the Month going on with some fantastic extras that will be available for anybody who is staying at one of our properties in the near future. So for example, in Europe, for Lisbon and Mallorca, at several of the hotels, we're providing an early check-in and a late checkout. We have upgrades, like a free upgrade in your room categories, a special welcome amenity, and even in some of our destinations for Partner of the Month, at any of the Grand properties, we will be offering the complimentary round-trip private transfers as well.
And that's also another key factor in booking your vacation, especially with the Travel Advisor listeners, because Travel Advisors know all of these great secrets and amenities and can get them for you.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if I was to give anybody a travel tip, I think it would be that exactly, is to use a travel advisor. I don't know if anybody out there has had the experience of, you know, searching online for different things. One time I did this with a vacation that I was doing with my family. There's a lot of options available. And to be quite honest, I spent so much time trying to search all the different hotels and researching which one was the best, what one would have a stove and refrigerator inside the room, and which one was close to this area and which one was close to that area. And then I was looking at car rentals and ticket options and excursions. And, you know, a travel advisor already knows that. That is exactly what they're there for. They've experienced a lot of these things themselves, and they offer a really sound recommendation based off of their previous experience. So I would highly recommend working through a travel advisor. They're the best way to find the best vacation for you at the most affordable pricing. They know where to go to get those prices.
Absolutely. And listeners, if you don't have a travel advisor, we have an advisor locator for you. At traveladvisorsgetyouthere.com, you can book with one of our 6 unique and distinct brands: Apple Vacations, Funjet Vacations, Travel Impressions, Southwest Vacations, United Vacations, and Blue Sky Tours. So Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today. I actually want to tease one more thing on this podcast. Listeners, I mentioned that we are going to Jamaica in May, and I want everyone to follow along, but can you describe the Jamaican properties for our listeners so they know what to expect?
Oh, absolutely. Our Jamaica properties are really, really neat. They're actually located very close to the Montego Bay Airport. So once you arrive into Montego Bay, it's just a short transfer ride directly to the hotel. You could literally have your feet on the beach within a half hour of arriving. Once you're at the hotels, it's a complex of 3 resorts. And again, I had mentioned earlier about the fantastic beach. There's so many hotels in Jamaica, on Montego Bay, that have a rock wall or something blocking the waves in front of them. We have one of the best beach locations. The water is calm. You could walk on the beach for a ways as well. There's a Grand Hotel. There is our Iberostar Rose Hall Suites. And then there is a traditional Iberostar called the Iberostar Rose Hall Beach, all of which accommodate different types of clients. If you stay at the Grand, you have access, full reign of the entire complex. It has one of the best discos, actually, in Montego Bay.
And listeners, we will be doing an Instagram Live from the Travel Beat Instagram page. While we are down there, we will show you all 3 properties, and we will be staying at the Iberostar Grand Rose Hall. So any questions you have about these properties, make sure you tune in, and we will answer them live in destination.
We can't wait to have you there. We can't wait to share our beautiful resorts with everybody out there.
Michelle, you have shared amazing tips with us today, and I appreciate you giving us an overview of Jamaica, but I know that you have a secret bonus tip. Do you want to let us in on it?
Yes, I have a really great tip, and it's exciting news. In 2024, we're working on becoming a reservation-free dining resort, and there's several of our hotels that are already reservation-free. So if anybody is hungry for dinner and they want to show up at one of the a la carte restaurants, they can just show up and put their name on the list for the next available seating. So we're super excited about that. And hopefully by the end of 2024, we will no longer have dining reservations.
And is this for all properties?
This is for the all-inclusive properties. A lot of the hotels in Europe, they're not all-inclusive. Some of them are and some of them aren't. So they have standalone restaurants where you can go in at any time.
I know I've been to the Iberostar Barcelona, which is exactly city center as you described it. And that one was really amazing too. And Barcelona is a hot spot this year.
Yes. I mean, Spain itself has been really hot. We actually, in Spain, in Mallorca, we opened up the Albuferes, which is an all-inclusive resort. They call it the Caribbean of Spain. So it's a great location. Again, if anybody's looking for something unique and likes the all-inclusive, there's a few of them out there that you can find.
Yes. And again, listeners, contact your travel advisor for a list of those locations and how to book. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today. As always, it's a pleasure to have you on here and learning more about Iberostar Hotels and Resorts. And listeners, until next time, let's talk soon.